will be in the 6-pound category.
Is to have long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like. For the new troop in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
I don't think so. It'd be kind of expensive for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months, after 3 months.
Yeah.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his bed partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool, and the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces.
Then it'd be...
So actually, it would be in the 6-pound category, where 8 ounces to 1 pound you pay on each extra pound.
6 times 80, 240.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments...
You scare me!
To which the GI replies... At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks...
So what form of money do we use? Do you have an account? Money order?
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires...
Do they have some sort of a surtax? Or not surtax, but, you know, I don't think so. Customs or something.
We don't pay taxes over here.
Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
See, no show now. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. See? Look.
Good, good. Oh, you know what?
11.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10, and so now, after ordering all this,
he gave me 21 cents back.
It's okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I got for some
days." Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied GI, beyond all expectations, already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next time.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number, 11485?
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love. And tearfully, she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good
job. Yeah, please. You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my thanks to my underground personnel
to duty.
Who have found certain keys to certain locks at headquarters 7th Air Force Tonsonute and procured this item through Midnight Supply. On with music now. West of Tomorrow. Sugarloaf.
After midnight, while the gray light makes a new day, misty hour, love and power, find a new way. Oh, sleeping young lobster.
peace through prostitution.
This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Dave will have more music following the latest local news around the Republic of Vietnam area.
Good evening. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And this is Nugent.
With tonight's news. In Washington today, President Nixon was officially charged in connection with the My Lai massacre. Although the president was nowhere near Vietnam at the time, higher-ranking officials are positive that there is some connection. What, however, they aren't sure of. No comment from the president was available. Nugent?
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace is announced as his running mate for the presidential election as H. Rapp Brown. Rapp was not available for comment, but his associates say it's the happiest day of his life. Dave?
A blissful event has occurred for Tiny Tim and his wife, 19-year-old Miss Vicky. They have announced the coming birth of their first child. When asked about the nervous tension and stress of having a first child, Tiny Tim stated that he's sure he'll have no problem giving birth the first time. He also stated that the baby will be breastfed. Miss Vicky also said that Tiny will have to have his chest shaved so the baby won't gag on the hairs. Nugent?
Finally in the news, Lyndon Johnson was arrested in his Texas home for indecent public exposure after he led a group of Vietnam protesters down Main Street. Johnson was also cited on 10 counts of public vulgarity and one count for shooting the finger at an Air Force officer. Preliminary hearing dates have not been set yet. Dave?
And that's the news. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And Nugent.
Wishing you a very good evening.
The voice of news, information, and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.
Continuing on now, Blood Rock. Gotta find a way. And the hits just keep on coming.
About the birdies and the bees. one day and you never reach the end.
Trying to say is, I've got to find a way to get out of fucking Vietnam.
The library has recently received many new pornographic novels and paperbacks that are now available for checkout. Some of the books that are available are I Was a Teenage Nymphomaniac by Patty Duke.
I Was an 89-Year-Old Virgin by Raquel Welch.
Gay Boys by Lyndon Johnson.
Do It Again by Robert Siemens.
Lick It Till It Drops by Betty Crocker.
Pansy Alley by Tiny Tim.
Black and White by RCA.
8 Inches of Tulle by Dr. Spock.
Remember, instead of wasting your time away, spend it with a relaxing book to keep your mind off of sex and how horny you really are.
Remember that. In other words, quit whacking off out there. Carlos Santana. Soul Sacrifice. Say, speaking of soul sacrifice, tonight at the cafeteria, the special is Seasoned Twats, the dark meat of Africa. Cooking with a Big 69. I'm going to go to the hospital.
about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
And here's a living example of how fucked up the Air Force really is, brought to you live on another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing procedures at March Air Force Base, California.
This is an example of precision teamwork and excellent training during an aircraft emergency landing at March Air Force Base, California. The pilot called in with an emergency warning light, but had no fire. The crash crews were alerted, and all traffic in and out was halted. The aircraft made a 360 and executed what appeared to be a normal landing. He began to taxi in when his right brake failed and caught fire in the wheel assembly. The crash crew noticed this fire, and the fire truck started to close in. The pilot had opened his hatches while taxiing down the runway, and when the fire units approached him, they began to spray the entire right side of the aircraft, including the pilot, who reacted immediately like this. Understand, of course, that this foam is sticky, very uncomfortable, and above all, it has a rancid odor. The fire crew then asked,
"This is 16, are you wanting the fire equipment to get away from the aircraft?"
The poor pilot sputtered through a light film of foam.
"Hey, tell these guys to get this fire stuff off of us here, goddammit!"
The fire crew couldn't believe he wanted them to stop because the fire was still burning.
"Stop this fire stuff off the aircraft?"
The pilot, by this time raging and covered with foam, replied,
"Affirmative! Get it off!"
The foam crew then wondered if he'd really seen the fire.
"And, 469, do you know you said you were on fire underneath?"
No reply. They asked again.
"669, do you know you're on fire underneath?"
And this time, they got an answer.
"Yes, I know I have a goddamn brake fire, but that doesn't mean I had to drown the whole fucking aircraft."
And it was about this time the pilot was very casually asked to drop into base operations.
769, and you want to come into base operations after the, you've taken care of everything?
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action. An example of teamwork and devotion to duty. Yes, the men in blue are on guard, watchful, alert, and ready for...
Yay, Air Force. And here's a dedication to the new troops who have just recently come into the Republic of Vietnam and every day sit and watch those freedom birds fly back to the world again. Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin 2, Heartbreaker. I've had a few requests for some pictures of myself. So some of you people wanted to hang some on your walls or in the latrines or something. But to tell you the honest to God truth, I have really no pictures of myself that can be made into posters. However, I do have one picture that some of you might want. It's a picture of myself and my ex-girlfriend going 69 in her bathtub. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, which is blown up, by the way, into an 8x10 glossy colored photograph, just drop me a card to Dave Rabbit, Pornographic Picture Poster, APO In Country, 96969, and I'll try to get one to you. More music now. Donovan, Purdy Gertie Man. Okay, so I'm not Donovan.
So what are they gonna do? Send me to Vietnam?
Some of your questions as what the base commander thinks of me, here are his exact words.
If I ever meet that son of a bitch, I'm gonna walk up and I'm gonna hit that motherfucker right square in a goddamn teeth. More than once.
Would you believe that's what the base commander thinks of me and my nasty ways? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Fuck you, sir. You noticed I emphasized the word sir. He has an inferiority complex. I mean, after all, anybody that dresses up in women's dresses and carries a velvet purse has to be a little bit weird.
death it was.
It's a motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go, baby. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm
well, unfortunately, troops, it's that time again for good old Pete and myself. We've just about reached the ending of another radio first terminal for the night. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard acid music. So, on behalf of myself, and for good old Pete, we'd like to say goodnight to each other. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Dan.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh? Be tuning in again tomorrow night. Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Termer instead. It's more filling. Okay, Pete. We haven't practiced this, folks. This is our new ending.